I speak to you in the name of God, our strong rock and our refuge. Amen. Today we gather together for the annual meeting of St. Catherine's Church, as we do once a year, at 12 o'clock noon by Zoom. I hope you can join us. You've received the instructions how to click on the link to join the meeting, and I hope you will join us at 12 o'clock noon. And among other things we do at that meeting, we elect vestry members and officers. We receive reports from our treasurer and other organizations in the parish, and we celebrate and give thanks for the good things of our life in the last year. It's been a strange year, and a difficult year, and a challenging year, to say the least. We started 2020 hoping to celebrate a year of grace. We were coming together in fellowship, prayer, and service to serve our community, to recommit ourselves to the mission of the church, and to undertake the search for a director. I remember the first couple of months of this past year, filled with excitement, a lot of energy. We were visited by Bishop Leo Frada and his wife Diana, who told us about the Little Roses School in Honduras for girls and the wonderful mission work being done there. We celebrated the Episcopal Relief and Development, and on the last Sunday before we had to shut down, we received an offering for the 1,000 Days of Love to support children and women and families around the world. We started hearing about this virus that was spreading, and then in the middle of Lent, everything shut down. Everything shut down. We did a church. The bishop told us not to worship in person until further notice. Suddenly, instead of a full church, boisterous breakfast in the parish hall, study groups on Sunday mornings, church school filled with children, instead of all that, there were like 4 or 5 or 6 of us in church, learning how to live stream our liturgy on Facebook. It was a shock. Community groups that met at our church stayed away. We had meetings, prayer groups, and other gatherings by Zoom, and still do. It was the strangest kind of time, and we wondered where the grace was. Our rector search went on hold. The organization we had engaged to assist us in gathering data closed down literally for a few months. And although I told you I would be with you until your new rector is called, and will do so, the delay required patience and strength from us all. The last half of 2020 was, by all measures, one of the most challenging chapters in the life of this parish. We all found ways to adjust to the COVID-19 pandemic. Some of us became sick. Some lost our jobs. Some children and young people did school online. Everything was different. We missed each other terribly and still do. It wasn't like it should have been. The world around us seemed to go to hell too. Our polarization as a nation, community, church, parish, and neighborhood sharpened. We suffered through a bruising political campaign. The deaths of black people in police custody caused massive social disruption. The economy cratered with millions of people unemployed. Our life as a church community reflected all the turmoil around us. I tried to engage you in reflections on the issues of the day. Some of you welcomed my efforts. Others of you were angry at me, believing that politics have no place in the church. But the gospel speaks to the whole world, or it is not the gospel. So even with the pushback from some of you, I'm glad to have engaged our conversations. And believe it or not, I have been blessed by all my encounters with each one of you. As we came to the end of the year of grace, there were signs of light. The search for your new rector is now on track again. We have finished the self-study. We have received a report back from the Hartford Institute. The Parish Profile Committee is rapidly building up the parish profile, and the search committee will be appointed, and the search will go on. And you will welcome your new pastoral leader in this year of 2021. In spite of all the turmoil and stress, we have continued being the church. We have gathered at the Lord's table every Sunday, said our prayers, listened to the scriptures, prayed for the sick and those in need, prayed for our leaders, and received the blessings of communion. We have continued caring for each other, phone calls and texts and cards and sometimes even visits. Your vestry has taken leadership and continued overseeing St. Catherine's with great care and wisdom. We have continued serving our community, supporting Temple Terrace Elementary School, continuing to support Temple Terrace Elementary School and the St. Vincent de Paul Food Pantry and the VA Hospital and so many other things. You have been stalwart in continuing your financial support of this parish during this difficult year. You will hear at the annual meeting the report of our finances for this year, which remarkably, given all that has happened. And with God's help, we will find 2021 to be another year of grace. In all likelihood, this will be the last annual meeting I will celebrate with you. It continues to be my high honor to serve as your interim rector during this interim time. It has been a different journey than I could possibly have foreseen when I started. But my life has been blessed by your welcome and support. I am told that one parishioner said that my leadership has been polarizing. I think our country and our communities are polarized. We are a very diverse congregation. That's a polite way of saying divided. And if you know where you are, your beliefs and passions, there are others very different from that. In this congregation, it's an extremely diverse and mixed congregation. I'm a citizen and a person. I certainly am not impartial in my own views of the world. I make no secret of those. As a priest and interim rector, I have tried very hard to keep us together, to keep us coming together as brothers and sisters in Christ, in spite of our differences, to come together to the Lord's table, to talk to each other and listen to each other, to keep the door of my office open for everybody. If I have done anything to cause any of you chagrin, then I offer my apologies. But I always have understood that my calling as a priest is to comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable. I think St. Paul said that first. You are a fine parish. Your next chapter may well look and feel different from the past. I have no crystal ball, but I am sure that the future may not be church as we've always done it. But God will go with you. Of that I'm sure. I want to express my deep appreciation for those who have helped me in this past year, and in helping me, helping you to stay strong and committed. Your vestry has worked remarkably well. We've had to meet by Zoom, which is not the way we want to meet. But we have continued meeting, we continued making decisions, wise and responsible decisions, and worked very hard together to oversee this community. I am deeply indebted to Rick Schultz, our junior warden, whose term of office ends today, for his steadfast care for this parish and its property. I cannot imagine having a better senior warden than Manon Alawensa, whose counsel, good cheer, and encouragement have carried me on and have served you well. We don't have a large staff, but the staff of this parish has been remarkable during this difficult year. Everything that happens goes through our office, and our parish administrator, Diana Graposo, has anchored this parish with extraordinary good cheer, competence, creativity, and wisdom. We are blessed by her labors. Thank you, Diana. Linda Rusher, our interim music director, has worked tirelessly with me and the faithful members of our choir, Sunday after Sunday, through this whole difficult year, broken hip and everything, to keep us singing the songs of Zion in this strange year, and we thank you so much. Rachel Rubottom, our director of Christian formation, has, in the manner of all schools, tried to keep engaged with our children, young people, and their parents, missing the community they would have had at church, but trying to keep them within the strong arms of Christian formation. Brenda Menendez, our financial secretary, and Terry Bechtel, our treasurer, have worked wonders, literally, in keeping our bills paid, our staff paid, the support of the diocese constant, and generally keeping us afloat. Jennifer Goodman has made sure that our church buildings have been kept clean and safe during a frightening time. You may not see her at work, but she has been a lifesaver. Finally, I want to celebrate you, dear people, for your courage, steadfastness, strength, patience, forgiveness, and kindness. I have seen all of those during this difficult year of grace. So many people have continued their service. Acolytes, altar guild, ushers, money counters, members of committees and commissions, choir members, those who ushers, those who lead study groups and prayer groups, and those who offer pastoral care and fellowship, any who have offered your time and your love to keep this congregation going during this difficult year. We have discovered, as if we have to relearn it again and again, that we are the church. We are the church. Even when the winds of pandemic batter us, even when our society is rent with division, even when nothing is working normally, we are still the church. Thank you for an exceptional year. Let us go forward with hope and good cheer. As John Wesley said at the end of his long life, the best of all, God is with us. Amen.